You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now. Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A jury has reached a verdict in the trial of Robert Tellis, the former Clark County public administrator, accused of murdering investigative reporter Jeff German.
We, the jury in the above entitled case, find the defendant, Robert Tellis, as follows. Murder with use of a deadly weapon, victim 60 years of age or older. Guilty of first-degree murder with use of a deadly weapon, victim 60 years of age or older.
Tellis was found guilty of first-degree murder, capping off a two-week trial that featured testimony from dozens of witnesses and included evidence linking Tellis to the crime scene. The verdict came after 3 days of deliberations. Prosecutors had argued that Tellis was driven by a desire to protect his reputation and silence German, who had exposed turmoil in Tellis' office and an inappropriate relationship with a female employee. Tellis had been under investigation for a series of allegations, including creating a hostile work environment, using county resources for personal gain, and engaging in inappropriate conduct. German's reporting had exposed these allegations, leading to Tellis's eventual defeat in a primary election. German, a veteran journalist with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, had a long history of investigative reporting. He was known for his fearless approach and his willingness to expose corruption and wrongdoing. His reporting on Tellis had been particularly critical, detailing the allegations against the former public administrator. The day before German was murdered, Tellis learned that county officials were about to provide German with email and text messages that Tellis and the woman shared in response to the reporter's request for public records. Prosecutors argued that this was the final straw for Tellis, who had become increasingly frustrated with German's reporting. Tellis allegedly followed German home and attacked him, stabbing him multiple times. German was found dead outside his home the next day. The defense had attempted to frame Tellis as a victim of conspiracy, claiming that he was being targeted for his efforts to root out corruption within his office. However, the jury ultimately rejected this argument, finding Tellis guilty of all charges.
I'm Drew Nelson. A Georgia man is indicted for murder 25 years after his wife's dismembered remains are found. In a story we first brought to you on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, Christopher Wolfenbarger, age 40, was indicted on murder charges for the death of his wife, Melissa Wolfenbarger, who disappeared from their Atlanta home in November of 1998. He had been arrested 3 weeks earlier after police reopened the cold case. Melissa's body was discovered in April of 99, but her remains were not identified until 2003. The victim's family members are relieved.
We have finally made it. He's in custody, and now we just need to get over the last hurdle and get him convicted.
It's been a long wait, 25 years, but finally, hopefully, we will get justice for Melissa. She didn't deserve what she got, and I hope anybody who's in a domestic violence situation, please get out.
Melissa's disappearance went unreported by her husband. Her mother, Norma Patton, who we just heard there, filed a missing persons report in early 1999 after not hearing from her daughter for months. She last spoke to Melissa on Thanksgiving Day in 1998. After receiving no news, Norma and Melissa's sister Tina went to Melissa's home around Christmas. They found it empty, with a neighbor saying Christopher had moved everything out. Atlanta police eventually found Melissa's remains scattered in a wooded area near her home. A skull was first discovered on April 29th of 99. Weeks later, more remains were found in garbage bags. DNA testing in 2003 finally confirmed the remains belonged to Melissa, linking her to her father, Carl Patton, who had been arrested for other murders. Though investigators suspected foul play, it took years to build the case. Melissa's family never stopped pushing for answers. Sister Tina says, quote, "We always knew it was him. There's just evil in his eyes." Though police did not release many details, they indicated domestic violence as a possible motive. Christopher Wolfenbarger remains in custody at the Fulton County Jail awaiting trial. Melissa was known for her kindness and love of animals. Her family remembers her as sweet, quiet, and always smiling. Tina says, quote, "She was a loving mom with a bright future."
I'm Nicole Parton. in Nashville on a story we have been covering, an update on missing boy Sebastian Rogers. The latest development, a $50,000 reward is being offered for information in the disappearance of the 15-year-old who has now been missing from Hendersonville for 6 months. Seth Rogers, Sebastian's biological father, said, quote, 6 months of a long nightmare. This in a statement. The FBI Memphis Field Nashville Resident Agency announced that anyone that provides information leading to the location or return of the missing boy or to the arrest or conviction of those responsible for his disappearance could receive the $50,000 reward. The father went on to say, quote, I appreciate the fact that my federal government stepped in where my local and state office has failed. Maybe someone will open their mouth. Young Sebastian was last seen on February 26, 2024, in Hendersonville at his home with his mother. He was wearing a black sweatshirt, black sweatpants, and black glasses. According to his family, Sebastian has multiple medical conditions, including autism. Several statewide and countrywide search efforts ensued. Law enforcement has covered hundreds of miles trying to find Sebastian, with neighbors, friends, and families checking their backyards and looking for any sign of the teen. His father, Seth, and others also led their own search efforts in various parts of Middle Tennessee. Seth, the father.
I'm just looking for my son. I'm willing to come home. I need people to look at his picture. Keep your eyes up and keep your head up. If you see him, please call 911. I need my son back. I have no idea what to think. It's not like him. I'm missing something. This puzzle just isn't making sense. There's missing pieces to it.
According to the FBI, they are working closely with the Sumner County Sheriff's Office. Anyone who has information on the whereabouts of Sebastian is asked to contact the Sumner County Sheriff's Office at 615-451-3838 or the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation at 1-800-TBI-FIND. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this crime alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.